Tom, a big game tomorrow, and basically no mistakes to be made if you want to have any chance of qualifying for the playoffs at Coventry.
Definitely. We need to be going there ready to go get the win and then move on to the next game and try and get the win in the next one, and then the same again. We've made it hard for ourselves, but we're more than capable of doing it. So we'll start with it tomorrow, try and get the win in Sheffield.
Yeah, I mean, what's going through the players' heads at the moment in terms of thinking ahead of that game?
I don't think we're thinking ahead of it. We need to focus on Sheffield tomorrow first. They're a good side. They've got players that are dangerous, and we need to be ready for that, and especially playing at their ice rink as well. It's a lot bigger. There's a lot more space, so we've got to think of that as well. So we've got to be ready to go and go get that win tomorrow.
Yeah, Slava said there was some hesitancy in the side, particularly in the first period. Do you think that's right against Guildford?
I think the guys were definitely up for it, but you know, I suppose in the back of the players' minds, I suppose there is the fact that, you know, we lose this game, you know, it's going to be really hard after that. So I mean, we've got a young side as well. So I think obviously for a lot of players, it's their first time experiencing real high pressure games, and you know, with experience, we'll keep going and trying to get these wins.
Is that part of your job to sort of help, you know, place that experience, you know, use your experience in those games and give the confidence back to the side? It seems the side seems to have not be at the level it was perhaps, you know, back in the early part of February.
I think everybody can step up and do that role. You know, the experienced guys, even the young guys, you know, sometimes an experienced guy can, you know, feel like they're lacking a little bit of confidence, and an unexperienced guy, you know, can help to pick them up. So I think as a team we need to, you know, lift each other and get ourselves ready.
And a good start really required, I guess, that'll get the confidence flowing if you can get one or two goals early against Sheffield.
Yeah, a couple of goals will definitely help, but you know, we've got to go in with the mind frame that we need to, you know, win this game and get this one out of the way first and then move on to the next one, like I said.
Yeah, you'd be keeping an eye on the Guildford-Telford game.
I guess other people will be, but I think we just need to focus on ourselves. At the end of the day, we can't be looking, worrying what other people are doing. We need to be focusing on ourselves and making sure that we, like I've said numerous times in the interview, we get the win.
I guess it looks like, you know, if Guildford would win, that'd probably be the best outcome. If you can beat Telford on Saturday night and get something at Guildford on Sunday.
Yeah, but that's out of our hands. We can only control what's in our hands at the end of the day, and what's in our hands is the game tomorrow night, which is what we need to focus on.
Yeah. And going back to that playoff victory back in 2015, is that the sort of experience that you will make you sort of dig deep and make sure you can cross the line to get to Coventry?
I mean, we talk about it a lot and we try to pass it on and talk about that feeling, especially to the new guys. The feeling was unbelievable, and obviously to recreate that would be great, but you know, we've got a couple hurdles to jump right now. Like I said, getting these wins first and trying to seal our place there in Coventry to give ourselves a chance on winning the Cup.